snow outside, scrapers in the back seat, need the heavy jacket? That means it's time for high school hockey.
The Hornets in convincing fashion. Your 2014 State High School Hockey Championships back-to-back.
Now, here's Sports Radio 105, The Ticket's Hockey Podcast with Tom Schreier and Danny Ryan, featuring Minnesota high school hockey talk for hardcore hockey fans.
Welcome to 105 The Ticket's High School Hockey Podcast from Cold Omaha. I'm Tom Schreier. He's Danny Ryan. We've got a great show for you today. Safe to say this is your favorite time of year, Danny?
It's what I look forward to. Definitely, I love this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and we talked a little bit off the air about this, but we got the matches we wanted. I kind of wanted to see Moorhead, Elk River, Luverne, but I think in general, this is the pool you want for the high school hockey tournament.
If you look at recent years, it hasn't been the best tournaments that it's been, but this is definitely one of the best I remember in recent history. I think the best way to describe the tournament is you've never had a bad ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Even your worst is always tied for second best. And so I think this year it should be an exciting tournament.
I would say this. I always say at the beginning of the year and kind of during the regular season, I like to see upsets. I kind of like that Section 5 and 6 were wide open. At the same time, I'm kind of conflicted because I'm glad kind of the cream rose to the top and we actually do see the best talent, it seems like, this year in both tournaments.
Yeah, and let's be honest. You kind of want to see that. You know, you don't want to see what Edina did in section play come tournament.
Yeah, time. Yeah. So great segue here, Danny. Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m., we got Edina versus Bemidji. Edina, I think, kind of the front runner this year, obviously two-time champion. Only loss was to Lakeville North. Bemidji, on the other hand, hasn't been in the tournament since 1986.
Yeah, the last time Bemidji made it to the tournament, they were led by George Palala. So, I mean, that's how long ago that was when they made it to the tournament. So I think if you're looking at this game, definitely you're expecting Edina to flex their muscle yet again.
Let's dive into Edina real quick. Led by Mr. Hockey finalist Dylan Malmquist, obviously two-time defending champ. Your person grew up in Bloomington, familiar with that Jefferson dynasty. I mean, how does that compare, and what does it mean for Edina maybe to run the table here and be a champion again?
It means dynasty. It really does. When you think of the Jefferson teams in the 90s, I know whenever I go to Big, I still stop and look at the pitchers from time to time just because it is that cool. And that's kind of what we're looking at here with Edina. But they probably have one of the toughest ways to get to the tournament, win this, if they have to play Lakeville North in the finals. So I think really, the dynasty word, let's bring that up next week if we're talking about them, if they won.
Yeah, and for Bemidji, I mean, this is one that if you don't have a horse in the race, people are going to get behind Bemidji, right? The tournament darlings.
They really need Paul Bunyan to win this. They need to take Paul Bunyan down and put him on their hockey team, dress him up if they want to really compete. But they are a decent team. You know, this is a team that's kind of flown under the radar a little bit this year and cleaned up pretty decently on the northern teams in the state.
If they're going to win, it's kind of, they always say defense wins championships, defense will help you in the playoffs. This is a team that's predicated on their defense.
Yeah, this is a team that's second in the state for goals against, only behind Lakeville North. They're at rocking through 25 games of the regular season. They're rocking at a 140 goals against. So they're really only letting just over one goal a game, which is going to be a hard hill to climb when you're playing a team like Edina.
Beat Moorhead 2-0. Any surprise? Or did you, I know they were the number one seed, but was there some thought that Moorhead would kind of merge?
I still was saying Moorhead because of the way they play as far as their schedule is concerned, but Bemidji beat them three times in a row, and hats off to them because that's a very difficult task to do.
In terms of the matchup, offense, defense, coaching, it's all got to be Edina, right?
I think down the board on this one, it's Edina. You look at offense led by Malmquist, Waite, Mishmash, Bowlby, Dornbach, Masterman, Walker, Shearer. I can keep listing off their forwards because they're
roll four lines.
They can roll three really now consistently. Yeah. Their young third line is really playing well. I like their defense is kind of more solidified right now, the emergence of Clayton Phillips, the freshman defenseman. So I think with them, offense, defense, and you look at coaching, there's really none better right now than Kurt Giles.
Exactly. Three St. Thomas versus Duluth East. St. Thomas with two Mr. Hockey candidates, kind of proven themselves in that Class AA tournament. Duluth East, we talked about how they flew under the radar, and I'd almost pronounced them dead in the middle of the season, being an idiot that I am. And then they must have heard it and took off. This is a team that hangs around with everyone and always dangerous.
Yeah, I think if you look at Duluth East right now, they have one thing going for them, like all Duluth East teams, and they have Mike Randolph as their head coach. I think if you would have told me when I saw Duluth East play their first game of the season or second game against Wayzata at Wayzata, and you would have told me Wayzata would not make the tournament and Duluth East would make the tournament, I would have called you crazy and walked away.
Yeah.
And so I think right now this is a different team than the beginning of the year. I mean, to beat an offensively skilled juggernaut that was Elk River this year in the section finals, this is a different Duluth East team.
Touching on St. Thomas first, beat Eastview 3-1. A little disappointed he didn't see Creighton in that final game?
A little disappointed just because of the rivalry standpoint. But this was a pretty decent section final game over at Ritter. I was surprised that St. Thomas did not step up and capitalize when they could in this game.
They've lost as the Holy Family, Benilde, Hill, Matamidi. Four really good teams at the same time, some concern coming into the tournament?
I think you got to look at them as possible upset alert just because of their smaller, undersized, and kind of lack some discipline in the D zone at times.
Duluth East may be kind of not the team that they want just because they do hang around with you playing physically that Northern style hockey.
Yeah, this is a team that's right now just really playing that defensive Mike Randolph style, and this might not be the team that you want to play first round. It's like playing a triple option team. You don't want to play them when you're a fast, speedy team led by forwards of St. Thomas, of Cristiano Versich and Peter Tufto that are speedy kids. And so I really think with St. Thomas, they got to get some power play chances, and that will be how they make the difference in this game.
Might not be the best matchup we'll see in the state tournament, at least at the Class AA level, but I think people want to see this, right? See how St. Thomas is as the, one of the big schools, not only that, but one of the northern schools kind of.
I will say the morning sessions on Thursday, we get both northern versus metro teams, and this one is a northern versus a metro private, and that's always fun to watch.
Give a little love to Elk River, right? Two overtimes.
Yes.
I mean, Jeremko, how talented they were. At the same time, probably drew the team or ended up with the team they don't want to face because they've been leaking goals all year.
Yeah, I think if they would have played Grand Rapids, we'd be talking about Elk River right now. But drawing Duluth East, you don't want to play them at the deck or Amsoil now come February, late February. So I think... give Elk River credit. This is a very good team. This is one of the better teams that they had in a long time. And I like where they're coming, up too. They have great players coming back. And Matt Kier said, defenseman who's a junior going to North Dakota. So I think Elk, the future is bright with them. It's disappointing that we didn't see them this year.
In terms of matchup, it seems like offensively it'd be St. Thomas because of the skill and speed. Their power play is really effective. Defensively, East, the northern style play, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go offensive juggernaut of the top two lines of St. Thomas. The speedy, quick players definitely can outmatch all the lines of Duluth East. But the defensive style that Duluth East, I think, will give them some edge there. But I think coaching is a slight edge to Duluth East or almost a wash because the Vanellis have won five state tournaments, all being in Class A.
Yeah, and built kind of a program from scratch. It's kind of the establishment versus someone kind of coming in and wrecking things up a little
bit. Yeah, that's a little bit true. I think if you look at the St. Thomas teams before the Vanellis were there, this was like a 3-win program before the Vanellis showed up. So definitely good coaches, and this is probably the most intriguing coaching matchup in the quarterfinals.
Lakeville North versus Hill Murray. I mean, if you're North, you earn that number one seed, you're undefeated. All of a sudden, you have to play Lechner and Murray. I mean, this has to be This has to be one of the best matchups in the tournament right now.
Yeah, the best matchups as far as quarterfinals. I think this is just crazy. A team that was number four, number three ranked all year in Hill Murray doesn't even get ranked for the tournament because they were 1-6 versus the tournament opponents. And so it's a little bit suspect. And then they have to play by far the best team in the state in Lakeville North.
I mean, they rolled through Section 1. The Paling brothers obviously killed on that first line. What do you think, just initially off the cuff, can they go undefeated here?
I think they can, but with Lakeville North, it's the same conversation that we had with Roseau a couple of years ago. Is they're a very talented team, but they haven't really been down that much. And when they get punched in the mouth, can they respond now in a big setting like this?
Yeah.
I think they have to have a bad taste in their mouth from the last year's state championship game.
Hill Murray could be that team, too, to punch him in the mouth. A very skilled team, defensive-minded. Obviously, Lechner's been there before.
I will say in 2010, when everybody was hyping Minnetonka, they took them to, like, four overtimes in the semifinals.
Yeah.
So I think if there's any team that can really upset Lakeville North, and they upset Roseau in 2008 as well, I think I would pick Hill Murray, actually.
Beat Stillwater 4-0. Give a little love to Stillwater. Beat White Bear. And White Bear was a team you said felt like was kind of undervalued all year.
Well, in the section final game, too, this was the most sold out that Aldrich has ever been. 18 more people than the first ever girls state hockey tournament. So that was exciting. Just it was a packed house there. There was not an empty seat. Literally, like I got there an hour and 15 minutes beforehand, and the lobby was filled with people just ready to get in over an hour before the game started just to get a good seat.
Matchup-wise, offense has to be the Palings.
Yes.
Defense, I mean, you split that one?
I'm going to split it. Both teams, Hill Murray's defense is, I would define as the second best in the state,
yeah,
only behind Lakeville North. And so I think the defense of matchup in this game will be a lot of fun to watch.
Coaching again, this is a good one too, right?
Coaching, I'm going to go, it's Bill Lechner. Bill
yeah.
Lechner always gets his kids fired up to play. I'm going to predict that Hill Murray is going to be wearing their all blacks come this game on Thursday.
Moving on, 8 o'clock game, number four Blaine, number five Eden Prairie. Blaine came out of that wide open section five. You didn't really know how that would go. But not only that, without Dave Oss, makes the tournament. They
yes.
kind of were the, you know, beat by dark horses in the past. Eden Prairie, though, Graham and Middlestead, two of the best players in the state, but they lose Spinner and Snuggerud.
Yeah, I think we'll start with a little bit of Eden Prairie first. I think this is not as deep and talented as a team as they had last year. But Casey Middlestead, as you just mentioned, and he's the best sophomore in the state by far, best forward. He's just been getting better and better throughout the season. And so, and Michael Graham, who's going to Duluth, he's a very talented forward as well. I look at this matchup between Blaine and Eden Prairie, and it's a matchup of top line, top flight forwards that are going to get drafted pretty highly in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, should be an exciting game. Eden Prairie beat Minnetonka, beat Benilde. They had that fight. I feel like we should address this. They are essentially getting players back, right?
Yes,
because of
yes.
that brawl at the end.
Yeah, so they're getting players back that they did not have for their section final game against Minnetonka, a game that went to the overtime at Mariucci. That was a tight game throughout. Eden Prairie was probably an inch away from losing this game because of a weird fluke play that a puck came in and bounced weird, carried weird, and it got on the goal line, and Dorschner, the goaltender, almost kicked it in with
yeah.
under 3 minutes left. So Eden Prairie's lucky to be here and breathing a little sigh of a relief that they can get players back.
How surprised are you that that's the team that emerged from Section 6? This is a section you actually didn't want to talk about for most of the season.
I think if you would have told me that in the beginning of the year, I probably wouldn't have believed you. I thought the front runners in Section 6 at the start of the season, I remember talking about either Benilde or Wyzetta, and I thought Eden Prairie might be a little bit down. I thought Tonka was a 500 team at best. Well, Tonka might have been a 500 team, but a 500 team could make it to the Section Final
yeah.
this year. So I'm not as surprised after I saw them play their first game against Maple Grove at Maple Grove this year, where I just saw Graham and Middlestead light it up, and I was like, wow, this is the real deal. So I'm not terribly surprised, but I did not think they were as good of a team as they played last year.
Blaine, we talked about the wide-open Section 5, that they lost their coach. But the other thing, too, is we know this is a good regular season team.
Yeah.
Were you impressed with the 8-1 win just because a dark horse, especially Centennial, teams tends to take this team down before they can get to the state tournament?
Yeah, I was surprised by the 8-1 victory, just in the sense that they really exercised some demons, just demolishing Centennial. So I think this is a team that's very excited to be back in the tournament.
matchup offense, you feel like it's kind of a wash. Both these teams are top end, right? And it kind of comes down to the depth.
I think this comes down to secondary scoring for this one. And these teams both played each other in the regular season, and Blaine won 8-2 or 8-3. I do not see that happening again in this game.
Defensively, you feel like it's a wash again, right? There should be some fireworks, kind of back and forth scoring.
Back and forth scoring. I don't see this might be a low scoring or high scoring game, but it's not going to be chosen by the defense.
Coaching Lee Smith has to have the advantage over the rookie, Chris Carroll.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lee Smith on this one. Definitely the two-time state champion, and he's been getting his teams up for the state tournament recent, too.
Class A, number one Hermantown, the spotlight has to be on them, right? Can they kind of break this curse of second-place finishes versus number eight Spring Lake Park, which David Backus, St. Louis Blues, played there, but this team has not gone to the state tournament.
Yeah, let's first clarify something, too, as far as the seeding goes in both tournaments. 1-5 get ranked, and then it's a random draw between the following three. So we don't really know.
Yeah.
That's what is one of the more exciting things about the tournament is you never know who
where
you're going to
play. Hill Murray.
Where Hill Murray happens. And so definitely Hermantown's on a mission this year. They don't want to be the team that was second place 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
And that's kind of – what's funny is the last time there was a second place team other than Hermantown, it was War Road.
Yeah,
and they had a player named Brock Nelson who's currently playing in the NHL.
He's pretty good.
He's decent.
Yeah. So Hermantown, Bruce Plant, kind of the established coach. I mean, this has to be one of your front runners to win this tournament.
Yeah, right? I think they are the front runner, as they should be, to win the tournament this year. They're a very disciplined team led by their coach, Bruce Plant.
Is Spring Lake Park the darling?
They're one of them. I would say that. I mean, to make it to the tournament for the first time, that's always exciting to see a team or a school and program that's making it to the tournament for the first time. So that's going to be kind of cool to see that. I'm excited to see that.
Fort Breck is playing 5 St. Cloud Apollo. Last time St. Cloud was Apollo, it was in the tournament. St. Thomas beat them 10-0. Probably not too thrilled to be playing Breck, a private school, again.
Yeah, I have fond memories of that game, but I don't think many people in St. Cloud do. So I think Breck, led by their goaltender, Stephen Hendricks, going for the Frank Brismick Award. So I think definitely the edge might be on Breck's side on this one.
And Hendricks, you feel like, is the front runner at this point to win this.
After Dylan Lubsmeyer's performance in the section final game. Now, granted, that's not all of his fault letting 10 in, but it's kind of hard to look at a goaltender award and give somebody an award after letting 10 in a section final.
Number 3, East Grand Forks, is playing New Prague. East Grand Forks has Dixon Bowen, defending state champions. You feel like this is another one that could give, you know, Hermantown, the number one seed, a run for their money.
I think East Grand Forks could have given Bemidji a run for their money coming out of Section 8AA, if they're 8AA. I like their couple of their players. Dixon Bowen's definitely a good player. I love Tanner Tweedham. I think that kid's really fun to watch as well. So I think this is a team that I'm looking forward to either possibly playing Hermantown or giving Matamidi a run for their money.
New Prague, to be fair to them, second tournament in a row, they're not going to be wide open or eyes wide open coming to this game.
No, definitely not. This is a team that knows what it's like to play in the tournament, so they're not going to be, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed like they were kind of last year.
Number 2, Matamidi playing New Ulm. Matamidi has had success against Class AA. They beat St. Thomas and Hill Murray. They've got a draft prospect in Jack Becker. This has to be another one of those kind of powerhouse teams in Class A.
Yeah, they've been to the tournament before, a couple years ago by Ben Marshall, who's a good player, still for the Gophers. So this is a Matamidi team that I would say is on a mission too. So I'm looking forward to a possible 2-3 matchup between Hermantown and them on Friday. I think that game, or not Hermantown, East Grand Forks and them on Friday. So I think Matamidi should be able to roll in this game.
New Ulm, big upset though, beating Laverne 7-5.
I will say that is true. Laverne, led by freshman phenom Jackson Nelson, who Don Lucia was actually down to even see in that game. So if that says how big of a prospect that kid is, one of the best, if not the best, 2000 right now birth year. So I think if you're going to look at something for New Ulm, they can hang with a high offense, opponent offense team, but this is a different animal when you play a city team.
Do you feel this is kind of a three-way race for Class A, Hermantown, Matamida, East Grand Forks?
Yes, I'll agree with that.
And so, I mean, it seems like any of these three teams can win. I mean, East Grand Forks is the defending champion. Matamidi seems very talented and very proven resume-wise. And Hermantown's been there. I mean, Hermantown definitely is on a mission.
Yeah, Hermantown's been there. They know what it's like. So same with East Grand Forks. And I would say Matamidi is the same. This is a team that when they were Bantams, they made it to state as well. So they know, you know, how to play in the top-level teams and top-level competition style.
Can I get a prediction out of you?
For that one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna see that all the ranked teams go forward, and so it's going to be Breck versus Hermantown and East Grand Forks versus Matamidi.
Yep.
I'm going to pull an upset with East Grand Forks winning, playing Hermantown, and I'm going to go with Hermantown. But I can also see Hermantown being second place this year again, but that's just history telling me that.
Yeah, I don't want to disrespect Matamida. I think that's a very good team. I just think you have East Grand Forks that's a defending champion. They've been there, done that.
Yes.
I think they're going to beat Hermantown just because Hermantown's always number two.
Well, and I like their assistant coach in Scotty Oliver. Last time he led a team to state in Roseau, they were undefeated in 2008.
They're pretty good. So that segues nicely back to Class AA. Let's do our predictions here. I mean, do you feel like it's going to be kind of – obviously, everyone wants to see the Lakeville North Edina matchup, but let's say who could break that? Who could kind of crash the party?
Hill could crash that party, and I think that St. Thomas could crash that party too.
I agree with you. Hill-Murray, very talented team. The other thing about that matchup is that they could knock off the number one seed.
Right away. And then the whole field's wide open a little bit more, and I think if they knock off Lakeville North right away, then that favors Edina the rest of the way.
Of course.
Edina will see that and just put the world on their back and just cruise through the tournament, and we don't want to see that as a tournament fan.
Do you think Edina's still the team to beat, just being a two-time defending champion, that loss came earlier in the season, and it's Edina? I mean, they're kind of close to dynasty phase at this point.
I think Lakeville North would argue with that, but they would also say that they want to beat them again.
Yeah. What do you see it coming down to Lakeville North and Edina, or do you think that St. Thomas or Hill-Murray could crash this party?
I see it coming down to those teams. I think with Edina's three-line depth, they're going to overwhelm St. Thomas, but I think goaltending could stand in their way in that one. And I think Lakeville North should be able to roll into the tournament. Granted, they get by Hill-Murray pretty easily. If they get by Hill, then I see them winning their next game.
So what's your final prediction here?
I see a Hill Edina, I see a Edina Lakeville North matchup. Sorry, and I see Edina winning still. I have a hard time picking against Edina just because one, Kurt Giles, and two, these kids want to win again. They're still hungry. That's the thing is they're not complacent. And so I think that's going to be the deciding factor is coaching in that game.
I'm going to say Hill-Murray is going to beat Lakeville North in triple overtime.
Oh,
it's going to be
okay.
The best game in tournament history, at least in my lifetime. And then I'm going bold predictions here. I say Edina wins it. I think they will be the three-time champion. I think that there will be comparisons at the end of the year to kind of that Jefferson dynasty in the 90s.
But we also want to say, or at least I do, I will not be surprised if Lakeville North wins this going away.
No.
Lakeville North could easily win this without a challenge. That's the thing.
And they're going to get a rush beating Hill-Murray. I mean, they know who Hill-Murray is and how good they are.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they played a pretty close game at Aldrich this year when they played each other. So we're expecting a decent game on that one. But this is a Lakeville North team. Don't get us wrong. They are undefeated for a reason. They are that good.
You could see two very cool things happen if you get the matchup you want. You either see an undefeated team or you see a three-peat. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, that is actually a fun way to put it. Like, either way, we're both you'd be going away with, just one of the best tournaments that we've seen in a long time.
Watch Duluth East win this and just screw everyone up.
That could happen. You know, it happened in 1995 where they took down the Goliath in Jefferson. You know, the cool thing is if Duluth East Now, this is the nerd in me. If Duluth,
you pulled this out of your ass. We did not prepare this. Go ahead.
If Duluth East beats St. Thomas Academy and then beats Edina, that will be the second time in Duluth East history where they bring down a dynasty, and that would be cool. And it would also be cool if Edina beat Duluth East, saying that, okay, we beat Jefferson in the sections, and now we just beat Duluth East, who brought down Jefferson last time, and we're rolling now to the dynasty.
It's safe to say you're pretty jacked out right now.
I'm ready for Casetas. I'm ready for the flow that's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready for everything, and it's just going to be awesome. This week is one of my most favorite times of the year.
Yeah, fun time of year. This has been 105 The Tickets High School Hockey Podcast. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the tournament.
This has been Sports Radio 105 The Ticket's High School Hockey Podcast with Tom Schreier and Danny Ryan. New shows posted weekly on 105theticket.com.